Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
And Dibby's been on the Becca Watt Lawyers text line. Should be a great night at Albion Park Greys tonight for the 50th anniversary. And a few previous callers, Terry Spargo still calling, and Paul Dogsy Dolan behind the mic to do some of the races tonight. Luke Gatehouse, can you confirm that?
I can confirm that those two great men will be there tonight and may put the cans on and call a race. So another famous Gabba caller, Alan Thomas, will be there, but he's still trying to get over the last time we got him to call a race, and we were back in the rough tin stands in those days, and AT was first cab off the rank, and he had one of those races where dogs went everywhere and they pulled up and they started running again. Hands off at the end of that race, and he had sweat coming out of his eyes, and he said, "That'll do me for now."
I saw him yesterday.
He's going to enjoy the entertainment tonight.
Yeah, he was at the races yesterday as well. Now, okay, well, just confirming everything. 50 years, this is a celebration of greyhound racing in this great state. It'll commemorate the legacy of greyhound racing in Queensland, won't it?
It certainly will, and, you know, a lot of tributes over the last couple of weeks to some of the great greyhounds and people and founders of the club over the 50-year period. So it's a big tribute to those people tonight. We've been through some highs and lows, and it's really good that we're in one of those high periods at the moment. The sport is booming. It's never been stronger, and we're looking forward to another 50.
And you're, sorry, mate, your club personally has come through a low just recently with this flood, mate.
With the weather,
Yeah, I mean, it's just great that you're able to get it up and running and put this night on.
Yeah, and, you know, there's no coincidence that the Finns are playing tonight, playing Crowded House and Split Ends, and I'm sure the weather with you will be getting a run, and everyone will be singing along with that one.
Now, the 50th anniversary trophy, you mentioned to us last week, there's 10 races tonight, starts at 22 past 6 and finishes at 9:58 before you'll be able to relax and have your CEO cut of steak. Tell us about the trophy, because you mentioned it's a big one, and it's a one-off, isn't it?
It's a one-off, so it's you only turn 50 once, hopefully. I've turned it about seven times now, but the club will only turn it once. And, yeah, it's a $50,000 race and assembled the best of the best that we've got here in Queensland at the moment. Extra Malt's in there. Impact, who's come up as favourite this morning, has been spruced everywhere from box eight tonight. So it's a really good race and a really good lead-in to the rest of the carnival starting next week with the Flying Amy Classic Heat.
Now, your tips tonight, Luke, are rank outsiders for me.
I know. When I did them, I thought, well, they won't get knocked off overnight because they're far too long for Mr. Braybrook, so we might get the price in the morning.
What have you got?
Race 2, number 3, Love Game. You know I love playing these masters, and it's Love Game has turned the wind tonight, so I've got an Elton double. So race 2, number 3, Love Game. And race 10, number 7, Dynamite Cindy. And you're going to get better than $3 for both of those greyhounds, and they should give you a really good sight.
All right, that's our all up for tonight. Early up, race 2, the 3, and race 10, the 7. Now, you Fennecker, must be a miracle worker. You've got a new car to give away. When did you order this? In 2021?
Yeah. When did they get it? 2028?
We scoured the world for a car that was available in our price range, and we have a few contacts who that were able to locate and get their hands on this one prior to the flood. The good thing was we didn't take delivery of it until well after the flood, because if we had taken delivery, we would have met the same fate as the rest of our vehicles.
Now, also tonight,
down the river.
Yeah, also tonight, Luke, you've got the family entertainment area, you've got carnival rides, and the photo you've sent through to me says one of those carnival rides is the Dominator.
It certainly is, and given that Mr. Healy's not in town at the moment, maybe he's out testing the Dominator this morning as we speak.
Yeah, so what else have you got other than the Dominator?
Oh, well, nothing else that's going to make you want to not eat dinner. So there's some really nice ones for the little kids. There's teacup rides, laughing clowns, and some sort of frog hopper thing that's sort of a mini dominator for those who are not brave enough to go on the real thing.
Oh, good stuff.
Good
the
stuff.
Pyro and light show as well, Paddy.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
can imagine Luke bopping away to the Finns tribute band as well.
Yeah.
Well, I am the entertainment director for these things, so I get to pick the songs. So you get my playlist.
Oh, okay.
Exactly right. All right, mate. We wish you the very best of luck. It's going to be a fabulous night. You've been building up to this. You've taken a hit from the floods and you're ready to rumble again. Massive night. It's a massive family night out there. And as you said, quite a few of the callers that we're very familiar with will be working this evening, including Dogsy Dolan, Terry Spargo, AT will be out there visiting. And you've got 10 races. First up, 6:22. The last is just before 10 o'clock tonight. And Luke Stipp, he's always very, very close. Race 2, the 3, love game, and race 10, the 7, both better than the $3. Best of luck tonight, mate. I hope it's a beauty for you.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Luke. And they deserve it, Paddy. After all the dramas, it's nice to see the weather good for them today.
Yep.
And they'll get a big turnout. It's become extremely popular for, you know, groups to go and have a Thursday night at the Greyhounds.
Yep. Good on him. As I said, they've been through plenty. And as Dimmy said, it should be a wonderful night out there. Don't forget, the Brighton Homes open line is still open, 13 13 55, or you can text us 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SEN. That's on the Beckerwatt Lawyers text line. They are your building and construction law experts. Just quickly, they're deep into the third set, Rude and Rune, the two Scandinavians. And I think we're going to a tiebreak. We are going to a tiebreak in the third set. So it's going to be another late night in Paris Town this evening. Rude and Rune, 6-1 to Rude, 6-4 Rune in the second. And after 55 minutes of this third set, they go to a tiebreaker. We'll be back.